Thanks be to God. The light of Christ. The light of Christ. The light of Christ.
Rejoice now, all heavenly choirs of angels, and celebrate the divine mysteries with exaltation, and for the victory of so great a king, sound the trumpet of salvation. Exalt also, O earth, enlightened with such radiance, and made brilliant by the splendor of the eternal King. Know that the ancient darkness has been banished from all the world. Be glad also, O Mother Church, clothed with the brightness of such a light. And let this house resound with the triumphant voices of the peoples.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and salutary that we should with full devotion of heart and mind and voice praise the invisible God, the Father Almighty, and his only Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who paid for us the debt of Adam to the eternal Father, and who by his precious blood redeemed us from the bondage to the ancient sin. For this indeed is the Paschal feast, in which the true Lamb is slain, by whose blood the doorposts of the faithful are made holy. This is the night in which in ancient times you delivered our forebears, the children of Israel, from the land of Egypt, and led them dry shod through the Red Sea. This is the night in which all who believe in Christ are rescued from evil and the gloom of sin, are renewed in grace and holiness by the rising brightness. This is the night in which, breaking the chains of death, Christ arises from hell in triumph. O night truly blessed, which alone was worthy to know the time and the hour wherein Christ arose again from hell. O night truly blessed, in which heaven and earth are joined, things human and things divine. We therefore pray to you, O Lord, that he in whose honor this candle burns will continue to vanquish the darkness of this night and faithfully shed light on all the human race. Through the same Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and rules with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." And God made the expanse and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven. And there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind on the earth." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens." So God created the great sea creatures and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock and creeping things, and beasts of the earth according to their kinds." And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over the livestock and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. And God said, saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Almighty God, you wonderfully created the dignity of human nature, and yet more wonderfully restored it. In your mercy, let us share the divine life of him who came to share our humanity, Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Amen.
Then the Lord said to Noah, "Go into the ark, you and all your household, for I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. Take with you 7 pairs of all clean animals, the male and his mate, and a pair of the animals that are not clean, the male and his mate, and 7 pairs of the birds of the heavens also, male and female, to keep their offspring alive on the face of all the earth. For in 7 days I will send rain on the earth, 40 days and 40 nights, and every living thing that I have made I will blot out from the face of the ground." And Noah did all that the Lord had commanded him. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, on the 17th day of the month, on that day all the fountains of the great deep burst forth, and the windows of the heavens were opened, and rain fell upon the earth, 40 days and 40 nights. On the same day, Noah and his sons, Shem and Ham and Japheth, and Noah's wife and the 3 wives of his sons with them entered the ark. They and every beast according to its kind, and all the livestock according to their kinds, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth according to its kind, and every bird according to its kind, every winged creature. They went into the ark with Noah, 2 and 2 of all flesh, in which there was the breath of life. And those that entered, male and female of all flesh, went in as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. The flood continued 40 days on the earth. The waters increased and bore up the ark, and it rose high above the earth. The waters prevailed and increased greatly on the earth, and the ark floated on the face of the waters. At the end of 40 days, Noah opened the window of the ark that he had made and sent forth a raven. It went to and fro until the waters were dried up from the earth. Then he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters had subsided from the face of the ground. But the dove found no place to set her foot, and she returned to him to the ark, for the waters were still on the face of the whole earth. So he put out his hand and took her and brought her into the ark with him. He waited another 7 days, and again he sent forth a dove out of the ark. And the dove came back to him in the evening, and behold, in her mouth was a freshly plucked olive leaf. So Noah knew that the waters had subsided from the earth. Then he waited another 7 days and sent forth the dove, and she did not return to him any more. In the 601st year, in the 1st month, the 1st day of the month, the waters were dried from off the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. In the 2nd month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth had dried out. Then God said to Noah, "Go out from the ark, you and your wife and your sons' wives with you. Bring out with you every living thing that is with you of all flesh, birds and animals, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, that they may swarm on the earth and be fruitful and multiply on the earth." So Noah went out, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "Behold, I establish my covenant with you and your offspring after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the livestock, and every beast of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark, it is for every beast of the earth. I establish my covenant with you, that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." And God said, "This is a sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my vow in the cloud, and shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth." The word of the Lord.
I love you, O Lord, my strength.
O Lord, my stronghold, my crag, and my haven.
He heard my voice from his heavenly dwelling. My cry of anguish came to his ears.
He parted the heavens and came down with a storm cloud under his feet.
He mounted on cherubim and flew. He swooped on the wings of the wind.
He wrapped darkness about him. He made dark waters and thick clouds his pavilion.
From the brightness of his presence, through the clouds, burst hailstones, stones, and coals of fire.
The Lord thundered out of heaven. The Most High uttered his voice.
He reached down from on high and grasped me. He drew me out of great waters.
He brought me out into an open place. He rescued me because he delighted in me.
Let us pray.
O God, strength of the powerless and light in all darkness, look in mercy upon your church, that wonderful and sacred mystery, that it may be an ark of peace in the midst of chaos. Let the whole world experience and see what was fallen is being raised up, that what was old is being made new, and that all things are being restored to wholeness through him for whom they first took being, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. He said, Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering, and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. And he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they went both of them together. And Isaac said to his father Abraham, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. He said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So they went both of them together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. He said, Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, The Lord Will Provide, as it is said to this day, On the mountain of the Lord it shall be provided. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven,
and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the testing of Abraham, you revealed the faith of your people and prefigured the sacrifice of your Son. Give us your counsel so that we may know the joy of the resurrection and share the pleasures of the saints at your right hand. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
When Pharaoh drew near, the people of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they feared greatly. And the people of Israel cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Is it because there are no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us in bringing us out of Egypt? It is not this what we said to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptians'? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness." And Moses said to the people, "Fear not, stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you will only be too silent." The Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward. Lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, that the people of Israel may go through the sea on dry ground. And I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they shall go in after them. And I will get glory over Pharaoh and all his hosts, his chariots and his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gotten glory over Pharaoh, his chariots and his horsemen. Then the angel of God, who was going before the hosts of Israel, moved and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud moved from before them and stood behind them, coming between the hosts of Egypt and the hosts of Israel. And there was the cloud and the darkness, and it lit up the night without one coming near the other all night. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord drove the sea back by a strong east wind all night and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the people of Israel went into the midst of the sea on dry ground, the waters being a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. The Egyptians pursued and went in after them, into the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And in the morning watch, the Lord in the pillar of fire and of cloud looked down on the Egyptian forces and threw the Egyptian forces into panic, clogging their chariots' wheels so that they drove heavily. And the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from before Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, that the water may come back upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen." So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its normal course when the morning appeared. And as the Egyptians fled into it, the Lord threw the Egyptians into the midst of the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen of all the hosts of Pharaoh that had followed them into the sea. Not one of them remained. But the people of Israel walked on dry ground through the sea, the waters being a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Israel saw the great power that the Lord used against the Egyptians, so the people feared the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and his servant Moses. Then Moses and the people of Israel sang this song to the Lord, saying, "I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
When Israel was in Egypt's land, let my people go. Oppressed so hard they could not stand, let my people go. Go down, Moses. Let my people go. free, let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt's land. Tell old Pharaoh, let my people go.
Let us pray.
O God, by the power of your mighty arm, you once delivered your chosen people from slavery under Pharaoh, a sign for us of the salvation of all nations by the water of holy baptism. Grant that all people may be numbered among the offspring of Abraham by faith in Christ, and may rejoice in the inheritance of Israel, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out of the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Then he said to me, Prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet in an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are clean cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. I will bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. The word of the Lord.
O God, through the preaching of your word and the Holy Spirit, you once gave new life to dry bones, signifying for us the life-giving ministry of your church. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon all those who thirst for you, and by the power of your holy gospel, bring them to the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits and its breadth 6 cubits. He set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then King Nebuchadnezzar sent to gather the satraps, the prefects, and the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the justices, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then the satraps, the prefects, and the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the justices, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces gathered for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And the herald proclaimed aloud, "You are commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, hark, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music, you are to fall down and worship the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall immediately be cast into a burning, fiery furnace." Therefore, as soon as all the peoples heard the sound of the horn, the pipe, the lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music, all the peoples, nations, and languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and maliciously accused the Jews. They declared to King Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that every man who hears the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into a burning, fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have appointed over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, pay no attention to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in furious rage, commanded that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be brought. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar answered and said to them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the golden image that I have set up? Now if you are ready, when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music, to fall down and worship the image that I have made, well and good. But if you do not worship, you shall immediately be cast into a burning, fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If this be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar was filled with fury, and the expression of his face was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times more than it was usually heated. And he ordered some of the mighty men of his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their cloaks, their tunics, their hats, and their other garments, and they were thrown into the burning fiery furnace. Because the king's order was urgent, and the furnace overheated, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell bound into the fiery, burning fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished and rose up in haste. He declared to his counselors, "Did we not cast 3 men bound into the fire?" They answered and said to the king, "True, O king." He answered and said, "But I see 4 men unbound walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the appearance of the 4th is like a son of the gods." Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the door of the burning fiery furnace. He declared, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out from the fire. And the satraps, the prefects, the governors, and the king's counselors gathered together and saw that the fire had not had any power over the bodies of those men. The hair of their heads was not singed, their cloaks were not harmed, and no smell of fire had come upon them. Nebuchadnezzar answered and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him and set aside the king's command and yielded up their bodies rather than serve and worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree. Any people, nation, or language that speaks anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be torn limb from limb and their houses laid in ruins, for there is no other God who is able to rescue in this way." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
All you works of the Lord, bless the Lord.
Praise him and magnify him forever.
You angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you powers of the Lord, bless the Lord.
Praise him and magnify him forever.
You sun and moon, bless the Lord. You stars of heaven, bless the Lord. You showers and dew, bless the Lord.
Praise him and magnify him forever.
You winds of God, bless the Lord.
You fire and heat, bless the Lord.
You winter and summer, bless the Lord.
Praise him and magnify him forever.
You dews and frost, bless the Lord. You frost and cold, bless the Lord. You ice and snow, bless the Lord.
Praise him and magnify him forever.
You nights and days, bless the Lord. You light and darkness, bless the Lord. You lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Praise him and magnify him.
You
seas, bless the Lord. You whales and all who move in the waters, bless the Lord. Praise Him and magnify Him.
Of the Lord, bless the Lord.
Praise Him and magnify Him forever. You spirits and souls of the righteous, bless the Lord. You pure and humble of heart, bless the Lord. Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Praise Him and magnify Him.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
Holy God, mighty Lord, gracious Father, we give you thanks for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters and you created heaven and earth. By the gift of water you nourish and sustain us and all living things. By the waters of the flood, you condemned the wicked and saved those whom you had chosen, Noah and his family. You led Israel by the pillar of cloud and fire through the sea, out of slavery into the freedom of the promised land. In the waters of the Jordan, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Spirit. By the baptism of his own death and resurrection, your beloved Son has set us free from the bondage to sin and death and has opened the way to the joy and freedom of everlasting life. He made water a sign of the kingdom and of cleansing and rebirth. In obedience to His command, we make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Holy Spirit so that those who affirm their baptism this night might confess the faith in all love and purity. Wash away the sin of all who have been cleansed by water and the word, and confirm their places in your glorious kingdom. To you be given praise and honor and worship through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
May all who are buried with Christ in the death of baptism rise also with Him to newness of life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Springs of water, bless the Lord.
Give Him glory, thanks, and praise forever.
Amen.
Do you renounce the devil?
I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his evil ways?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce all his empty promises?
I renounce them.
Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
You have made public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people?
to bear his word and share in his supper, to proclaim the good news of all in of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of our Lord Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth.
I ask God to help and guide me.
The God of peace sanctify you wholly, and keep your mind, soul, and body sound and blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who has called you is faithful, and he will do it.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Be gracious to us.
Hear us, O God.
Deliver your people.
Hear us, O God.
Loved us before the world was made.
Hear us, O God.
You rescued the people of your promise.
Hear us, O God.
You spoke through your prophets.
Hear us, O God.
You gave your only Son for the life of the world.
Hear us, O God.
For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven.
Great is your love.
And was born of the Virgin Mary.
Great is your love.
Who by his cross and suffering redeemed the world.
Great is your love.
And has washed us from our sin.
Great is your love.
Who on the third day rose from the dead.
Great is your love.
And has given us the victory.
Great is your love.
Who ascended on high.
Great is your love.
And intercedes for us at the right hand of God.
Great is your love.
For the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
For the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
Thanks be to God.
For the great cloud of witnesses into which we are baptized.
Thanks be to God.
For Sarah and Abraham, Isaac and Rebekah.
Thanks be to God.
For the Gideon and Deborah, David and Esther.
Thanks be to God.
For Moses and Isaiah, Jeremiah and Daniel.
Thanks be to God.
For Miriam and Rahab, Abigail and Ruth.
Thanks be to God.
For Mary, Mother of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For John, who baptized in the Jordan.
Thanks be to God.
For Mary Magdalene and Joanna, Mary and Martha.
Thanks be to God.
For James and John, Peter and Andrew.
Thanks be to God.
For Paul and Apollos, Stephen and Phoebe.
Thanks be to God.
For all holy men and women, our mothers and fathers in the faith.
Thanks be to God.
For the noble band of the prophets.
Thanks be to God.
For the glorious company of the apostles.
Thanks be to God.
For the white-robed army of martyrs.
Thanks be to God.
For cherub cherubim and seraphim, Michael and the holy angels.
Thanks be to God.
Be gracious to us.
Hear us, O God.
Deliver your people.
Hear us, O God.
Give new life to your servants by the grace of baptism.
Hear us, O God.
Strengthen all who bear the sign of the cross.
Hear us, O God.
Clothe us in compassion and love.
Hear us, O God.
Bring us with all your saints to the river of life.
Hear us, O God.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Alleluia. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Let us pray. O God, who made this night to shine with the glory of the resurrection of our Lord, preserve in all your people the spirit of adoption which you have given, that made alive in body and soul, they may serve you purely, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray. Living God, in Christ you will raise us up from death to eternal life. Send your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord with a living faith as he comes to us in his body and blood.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and ever-living God. But chiefly we are bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of our Lord. For he is the true Passover Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who by his death has destroyed death, and by his rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
On the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. This do in remembrance of me."
Amen.
In the same way also he took the cup after the supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me."
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
This is the feast of victory for our God.
Alleluia.
Oh,
Let us pray. We give thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. We pray that in your mercy you would strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.